Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
If businesses with fewer than 25 employees are exempt from a new law requiring employers to offer 5 paid sick days, that proposed law would have almost no impact. That's because 90% of businesses in Virginia would be exempt. And yet that was the proposal made earlier this session by Governor Ralph Northam. Now he's considering a bill lawmakers sent him that exempts businesses that have 15 employees or fewer. And he says he's not sure what he's going to do with the bill yet.
You know, that's part of my job, is to look at those bills and do what's in the best interest of Virginia. So that's what I plan to do.
So you're not sure yet? So earlier in the session you were at 25, and now you're not sure?
Well, like I said, there are a lot of bills that are coming to me, and I will look at all of them and do what's in the best interest of Virginia.
Kim Bobo at the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy says she's hopeful Northam has abandoned the idea that businesses with fewer than 25 employees should be exempt from being required to offer 5 paid sick days.
Given the current coronavirus, the ongoing need of low-wage workers to get a few paid sick days, and how much the governor cares both about public health and about workers, we really are hopeful that he will sign the bill into law as presented to him.
When workers don't have paid sick days, she says, they show up to work sick. And she says that raises new concerns now that the coronavirus is presenting a new threat to public health. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.